Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jerry White. Batting second. The left fielder, Terry Francona. Batting third. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roland Offis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Manuel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Gullickson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Gullickson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Howard. Batting second. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting third. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The catcher, Alex Trevino. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Brian Giles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Falcone. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pete Falcone. And now, play ball. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Giles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis hits a pop-up towards short. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Ramos now catching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wallach. Valentine moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of White. Staub reaches second base with a double. Valentine scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pat Rooney pinch hits for Bill Gullickson. Pat Rooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooney strikes out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub fields the ball and throws to Falcone covering. Safe. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Burris now pitching. Dave Hostetler now playing first base. Dan Briggs now playing left field. Pat Rooney now playing right field. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris has Falcone trapped. He fires to second, with Phillips covering, who tags Falcone for the out. One out. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ramos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Burris, and towards Phillips, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallach hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0-for-1 in the game. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks strikes out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Valentine moves to second. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Ramos and he is out, Wallach applying the tag. Staub moves to second. Two outs. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-1 in the game. Trevino hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ramos scoops up the ball and tags Trevino for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Pat Rooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rooney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Stan Bonson now pitching. Wallace Johnson now playing second base. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles strikes out. One out. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falcone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire now playing second base. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. Tom Wiegoss now catching. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Howard. The throw from Wiegoss and he is safe. Howard steals second. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Howard trying to get to home. Phillips throws to Wiegoss who tags Howard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hostetler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard throws the ball into Giles who tags Hostetler trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 2 in the game. Office hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garden Hire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Weegos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weegos hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Rooney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-2 in the game. Trevino strikes out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garden Hire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Rooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rooney strikes out. Trevino drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rooney out. Two outs. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Tony Johnson now playing left field. Dan Briggs now playing center field. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falcone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Howard. The throw from Weegos and he is safe. Howard steals second. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardenhire. The throw from Weegos and he is safe. Gardenhire steals second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Dan Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs strikes out. One out. Tony Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hostetler is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hostetler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.